Good morning. We've come to Thursday of this week, and I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and I want to begin by saying again to all of Limestone County that we love and care for all of you as we go through this coronavirus pandemic together. Our prayers are certainly with all of you during this time. As I've mentioned throughout the week, I'm trying to let each lesson focus on some things that we can learn and some things that we can do while we do battle as a country against the virus. With every problem that comes our way, there's usually some great things that we can be doing to help the situation or to learn from the situation. Today, I want to talk about some lessons that we can learn, some lessons that we really need to learn in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic. I do not know why this happened, but I do know that anytime things like this occur, we need to learn valuable lessons while our lives are slowed down a bit. First of all, I have been made very aware of how fragile we are. In Acts 17, verse 24, beginning, it says, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and he has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. And so we learn that we are fragile. It is God who has made us and how dependent we are, and that he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And so let's learn how dependent we are upon the God of heaven. Also, we need to learn that God is always seeking for us to return to him. In Amos chapter 4, God mentions to his people in the Old Testament how he had brought a number of things against them to make them wake up and to realize some things that they needed to know about their need to draw closer to God. He mentions things like, I struck you with cleanness of teeth. He mentions that he sent a plague among them. He mentions that in all of this, you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Again, that's all in Amos chapter 4. And so in times like this, we need to examine ourselves and to see if we need to return to a closer relationship with God. It's a good time to think about that. We need to also see how much we have often crowded God out of our lives. In Mark the 4th chapter and verse 19, in the parable of the sower, Jesus speaks about those who had the seed sown on thorny ground. And he says, those are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. You know, we're in a time where we can't watch sports. We can't go to concerts. The economy is struggling to some degree. And these are things in which we have depended on. Some of these things may be things that we have worshipped. And yet, maybe we get a chance now to see if some of those things had been choking us way too much. It's at least a good time to consider that. Also, we need to always be ready to meet the Lord in judgment. In James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, it says, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall do this or that. And so we're learning to realize that we don't know what will happen tomorrow. It's all in the Lord's hands, and we learned that lesson. Also, if you are already a Christian, you need to know that God is always working in trials to make you more like Jesus. Romans 8 and verse 28 says that all things are working together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And so God will use even these times to make us more and more and more like Jesus. And also, you need to know that if you are a Christian, all is well. Whether we live or whether we die, all is well. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 through 23, the Apostle Paul said, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. It was just okay either way. And so there's a number of things that we can think about, lessons that we need to learn during this time where we battle this pandemic together. During this pandemic, I lost my mom. She died from some serious issues that came after an open heart surgery. Her very last Facebook post said, 3 days before surgery, I don't know much, but three things I do. There is a God. His word is true. Stay close to him. He'll see you through. And I want to tell you, folks, that's absolutely so. All of you stay safe. We welcome you to the Oakland Church of Christ. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.